Governor Schwarzenegger met with teachers, students, and school administrators about his push to apply for Race to the Top funds from the federal government. Race to the Top was designed by President Obama and U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan. The model requires schools to track student progress and teacher performance through data. If chosen, California could receive up to $700 million in federal funding. The governor says California schools are in need of reform.
There are so many schools that are still failing our students in California, and we don't improve those schools.
Race to the Top has not been welcomed by all. Teachers' unions throughout the nation are concerned that data and standardized tests are not an appropriate way to measure success. LAUSD Superintendent Raymond Cortinez praised the governor's move for reform. He says data is necessary for effective teaching.
Our legislature needs to put aside the issue that data isn't important. What you do every day and what your teachers do with you, what your principal does, is based on data. And the progress that you've made over the last several years in this school is based on data.
Frederick Steen is a teacher at Sixth Avenue. He says there are many factors that affect a student's performance. He hopes administrators will focus on more than data when determining a child's success.
Many times data is just a snapshot in time. It tells where people are at a certain period of time. And when kids are developing, they don't always develop at the same pace in between the assessment periods.
Blair Taylor, president of the Los Angeles Urban League, says Race to the Top is necessary to best serve L.A. students.
And so there's been courageous leadership up here that is fighting the status quo, that says the status quo today, particularly for young students of color, just is not good enough.
The deadline for Race to the Top funds is January 19th, 2010. LaTanya Kirkland, Annenberg Radio News.